Kia ora and welcome to Beyond Consultation, a podcast that will help you in your public or community sector work to increase your impact by doing more than just ticking the box of consultation. I'm Paul McGregor from Business Lab, and we're interested in the mindsets and methods of people who are making a bigger impact by working collaboratively with communities, industries, and other organizations. Ngā mihi mō te whakaroa. Kia ora and welcome to our first throwback episode. I was looking back recently at our stats on the podcast, and some episodes have 20% of the number of listens as others, especially some of our earlier episodes. But they're amazing conversations. So I want to shine a light on some of those. So in these throwback episodes, we're going to be doing, I think, about 8 or 9 of them over the coming months. We are going to pick out one section of an episode that I think is really powerful. If you like it, I encourage you to check out the full episode. Or maybe this is just a short pick-me-up for you when you have only 5 to 10 minutes to listen. Our first throwback comes from episode 19 with Israel Hawkins. He and I chatted about adapting the collective impact approach in his community in Rotorua. You've probably heard of collective impact. It is a framework that has developed over the last 10 years or so, mainly in North America, as a way to get lots of different people together and some shared issue gets put at the center of the table for them to all work on. What I've picked out for you here is Israel sharing how he has built on collective impact through kaupapa Māori values and approaches. I loved the episode with Israel, so I'm really pleased to share this little snippet with you. Here we go.
I went and got trained and accredited as a collective impact facilitator in Wellington by an organization from Brisbane. Mm-hmm. And once you completed the course, you were accredited to do collective impact. Now, to be totally honest with you, that's a one-day course that anyone can do. And the word accredited just sounds like you've got a degree in something. But really, all it was a one-day course where we gave examples of collectivism. We were tested on a few things. It was a great course, great facilitator. It was one day, right? Then we had to digest all the reading, which we did. And because I worked in government, done strategic plans, I'm used to all of this stuff.
Yeah.
So we started implementing collective impact at Rotorua. However, now that I've done the training, I'm not a fan of adopting someone else's philosophy or theory or model into a Kiwi community. When I spoke to our facilitator in Brisbane, I said to her, she goes, how's it going? I said, good. But there's a step missing, which isn't part of collective impact. And she said, what's that? I said, well, in the Māori sense, I won't work with you until I know you.
Yeah.
And so we have to add another step, which is called connection and mihi-mihi. And until such time we build that relationship, the other steps won't come.
Yeah.
So we had to add another 6 months to 9 months, having those relationships with providers, getting to know each other and trust each other, demonstrating that by giving over some of our stuff before we went through the normal 4 stages of collective impact. And the relationship is the most important thing. Collective impact says that you need a researcher to tell you the stats about what the issues are in a community that are quantified by data and also consultation. And based on that issue, you get providers around the table to work on the solution. Well, not so in a Māori community. In a Māori community, if I don't like you, there's no way I'm sitting around the table.
Doesn't matter how important the issue is.
No. This is the people-centered stuff I'm talking about now. Yeah. This is the kaupapa around mihi-mihi. If I don't know you, don't expect me to work with you. It's like we say to our staff, when you work with clients, they've got to know you. They don't care about the service or contract you have. Who are you is the question. What's your motive for being here? That's the question. Can I trust you? We added another step. And that step included relationship building, mihi-mihi processes, having that trust and confidence. And only until we felt we were there, that is the foundation, not the issue. If you read all collective impact literature, it says the issue governs the providers at the table. No, that's not how communities work. That's not how Māori work. We live in Rotorua, first and foremost. Those in Rotorua have to coexist together, work together. Secondly, And whatever comes into our community, we then need to figure it out. Sometimes the issue is close to some providers and far for others.
Mm.
However, if you adopt that methodology of this, the issue governs to those at the table, we exempt good people who should be part of that answer.
So there you have it. Ka mau te wehi. He is as sharp as an axe, that man. And Israel just calls it like it is. Go check out episode 19 for all the goodness from that conversation. You'll hear how Israel was impacted by a trip to the Philippines and about the amazing work that continues today in Rotorua. But it's going under the radar for most people. I remember Israel sharing the whakatauki, kaore te kumara e kōrero mō tōna ake reka. The kumara does not speak of its own sweetness. Israel and his team are not ones to blow their own trumpet, to sing their own song. But hey, we can do that for them. Thank you for listening to this episode of the Beyond Consultation podcast. What did you learn from the show? What should we have talked about? Who else should I interview? I would love to hear your feedback. And if you want to learn more about what you heard today, everything from the show is at www.businesslab.co.nz/podcast. If this episode has left you with a burning question, please feel free to submit a voice message through the link on our podcast page. We can then ask that question of a guest in a future episode. Or tag me in a post on LinkedIn or Facebook and I can point you in the right direction. If you want to know when we release new episodes, make it easier for yourself and subscribe on your podcast platform of choice. Again, thank you for listening. Ngā mihi mō te whakaronga.